Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin this morning, just a heads up, next week is spring break here at the preschool and school that's housed at Deer Run. And so I don't have to get up quite so early. And so there may or may not be a morning broadcast. We'll see how the week goes and if I can get some recorded ahead of time. But looking forward to a little bit of rest and recharging. So anyhow, if next week comes and you don't find the morning broadcast, it's probably because there isn't one. So we'll continue the following week if we skip next week. But we're not done, but we may be taking a break. We'll see. Been talking and praying this week about following Jesus with the awareness and knowledge and acceptance that, well, he's the one that's Lord. He's in charge. And rightfully so. But the great news is he's in charge of things that, well, we're better off because he's in charge. We don't do so well at these things. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week with one of those things that I'm thankful that Jesus is in charge of and I'm not. And that's the knowledge, awareness that Jesus is Lord of all peace. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 16 says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you." If you or I were in charge of peace, it would kind of be a hit and miss thing. At least for myself, it would be very dependent on circumstance. It would be very dependent on the situation, the lack of chaos, things going well, things going as I want them to go. We typically think of peace as being the absence of conflict. And yet Jesus says that in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. He also says that peace he leaves with us, his peace. Not as the world gives peace, but this is a better peace. It's not the removal of all conflict, it's finding peace in the midst of conflict. Now, granted, there are several levels or styles of peace, and when God calls us to be a peacemaker, he's talking about us helping people resolve conflict. As far as it is possible and depends upon us, live at peace with all people. Avoid conflict, resolve conflict, deal with conflict. And find peace in the midst of it. But there's also that internal peace that has more to do with our spirit and, well, not being in conflict with God. Jesus says, suppose you have an army of 10,000 and an army of 20,000 is approaching against you. He says, will you not, while the enemy is still a long ways off, while you're still safe, send a delegation to seek terms of peace? Well, what Jesus, I think, thought would be obvious is when you're outnumbered 2-1, you really don't have much of a chance. But I think sometimes we hear that story and we think about resolving conflict and we kind of lose sight of the fact that Jesus tells it in the terms of, well, seeking peace with Him. He says, as a follow-up, in the same way, just like if you're that outnumbered, you would seek peace, in the same way, anyone who does not give up everything cannot be my disciple. Without spelling it out, Jesus is saying, if you're that outnumbered, the terms of peace will simply be unconditional surrender. You have no leverage. And Jesus says, that's it. The terms of peace with God, because you have no leverage, is unconditional surrender. And that brings peace. Because God is a good and just and righteous God, a God of love and mercy and correction and discipline and all the things that make Him good. And our unconditional surrender is not met with mistreatment, but it's met with embrace. And we find in the midst of that surrender that we have peace with God. We agree with God about our sin. We repent. We turn away from our sin. We allow Him to wash us clean, to clothe us with Christ, to be buried with Christ so that we can rise with Him. And that brings peace. And because we are able to find that peace, we're able to have peace at all times in every way. Though it may not always look like it. We still grieve. We still mourn loss. But the Bible says that we grieve and mourn not as the world does, but we do so as those with great hope. Those that have found peace because of our faith in God. When the workplace says you're done, when the doctor gives bad news, when the marriage crumbles apart, when the kids rebel, the peace that God gives us is not a sit back and, oh well, guess it doesn't matter kind of peace. It's a peace that trusts that God will transform us in the midst of the troubles. And in His time and in His way, He will reassure us that we've been made whole because we're in Christ. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Because of Your great love, You have made it possible through Your Son Jesus that we may have peace with You. And while that peace requires our unconditional surrender, it also is met with Your embrace. A wholeness that is ours because we're now where we belong with You. We walk with You each day. We prepare for that day where we're with You in Your presence. And because we're preparing for that day, our life helps others to see what peace looks like. And God, when we look to Jesus as the Lord of all peace, we put him in charge of helping us. Because we know he's been in charge of helping us find peace with you, we trust that he will help us live at peace with others. He'll even help us live at peace with ourselves. Father, we know that sometimes that's the hardest peace to find. So God, help us to be comfortable in who you've made us to be. To not let the world shape us. And the loud voices want to change us. Or even our inner voice that sometimes wants us to be different. Than how you created us. And so God, today may we be at peace with you, with ourselves, and with others. And may all of that be a peace that is built under the Lordship of Jesus, a peace that acknowledges him as the one in charge, a peace that looks to him as the mediator, as we have his spirit that takes on that role. The peace that comes in ways that far surpass the understanding that we have. And so, Father, as we find peace, may we share it. May we help others know that same level of peace in every way, at all times. Oh God, today help us to be peacemakers. Oh, not because we're so good at it, but because you're so good at it. And may we lift up Jesus as the Lord of all peace, so that many would find peace with you as they put their faith in him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.